So I'm lying in bed sick. So I thought I'd share something with you guys that I'd been fantasizing about recently. So I was in California. And I had to head back to the East Coast to where I live. And I had a layover in Dallas. And it was really early in the morning, and I was really sleepy. And I got on the plane, and I saw this fairly attractive guy on the plane. This, like, Texas boy, I guess, he was, like, reading his Bible, and he sat behind me, and I got to thinking, what if I... got onto a plane that was relatively empty, and just imagine for a second that you were sitting behind me and there was no one in eyeshot of us. Just a long flight, and the flight attendant sitting up at the front. And imagine we, while getting on the plane, lock eyes, and I bite my lip just to show you how attractive I find you. And then you end up sitting behind me. Oh, baby. And what if I just snuck my hand back in the gap between the seats and started to run my fingers over your kneecap, and then over your leg a little bit? And since this is so unexpected and so bold that you get hard almost immediately and you don't know how to react. At this point, my other hand would probably be at my groin, teasing my pussy from the outside of my pants. You could hear me in front of you with labored breathing, just loud enough so only you can hear. Imagine I work my way up to your zipper and start playing with it with my index finger, teasing that I might just pull it down and see what's underneath those pants. Oh, yeah. And I can just, maybe I could just casually get up, 'cause I want more. Take a seat next to you. We can't kiss because it would be too loud, but I really want to kiss your jawline. I really want to suck on your neck or get you to suck on mine. And give me a mark to remember this little plane trip we had together. Oh, yeah. Imagining quietly, not to rouse suspicion, I quietly unbuckle your belt. And I tell you quietly to not make any sound. You're getting all flustered and you don't know what to say. Oh, yeah. And I'm soaking wet at this point, imagining what your cock is gonna look like when I take it out. And I do. And it's all swollen and red and throbbing. I take it in my hand. Maybe I spit on my hand so it gets all wet and squishy. And I just start pumping your cock in my hand quietly. And I would tease the head and roll my finger around it until you just jolt and shiver because it's so sensitive. And I would reach down and hold your balls in my hand and see how heavy they are. Try to estimate when the last time you came, how full they are for me. Baby. Yeah. Feel my hand. My tiny, cute little girl hand wrapped around your thick, massive cock. I just stroke faster. And then a little bit faster. And I get to see your head just get thrown back. And you're moaning a little bit, trying not to be loud, but you want to so bad. All you can think of is getting off the plane and taking me into the airport bathroom and fucking me against the stall. And pulling my hair and punish me for teasing you, maybe even fucking my ass right there in the airport before we part ways, hoping to see each other again. But I keep pumping your cock in my hand. And you mouth out, baby girl. And I mouth out, daddy. And I whisper in your daddy, love fucking jerking your cock off. Right here, while we're a mile above everyone, it's just us. It's just us. It's just me milking you for cum. It's just me begging for you to come. You get so fucking close, and I tease and go slower and then faster and slower and then faster, And I wish you could moan for me, but we can't. And then you get close and you mouth out that you're gonna fucking come. And I feel a bit naughty, so I point your cock at the seat in front of us and watch you spurt out all over the chair in front of us and watch it drip down, and you see how fucking dirty you are. You see how dirty you were, and you see how you came all over the chair, and you see how much I made you come. And then just to top it all off, I bend down in your cock and just clean up the last remnant stripping out of your hole and just run my tongue over your little slit. I love that. I love rolling my tongue over a guy's slit and just teasing it. It feels so good. It's so soft and so tasty, especially when cum is leaking out. And then we'll quietly have to clean up and then get ready to get off the plane. And all I can think about for weeks is how I made you fucking explode for me right there. And how I made you tremble and whimper and fantasize about me too.